Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Wednesday, the 14th of May. Coming up today, we'll hear from a business that's been affected by a sinkhole and how football is helping to improve people's mental health. But first, taking a look at our top story today, cockroaches have been discovered during an inspection at a four-star hotel in Canterbury. The insects were found in several traps in the basement and floating in a pool of water in the kitchen at the abode site. Reporter James Pallant has been following this story for us. First of all, James, can you give me some details of what inspectors found at the hotel?
Well, inspectors found better cleaning was needed throughout the hotel's kitchen and basement and said the coffee machine, sandwich press and kitchen knives were in need of a scrub. But their most alarming discovery was cockroaches. The insects were found in several traps and floating in a pool of water beside a faulty dishwasher. The hotel's pest control records show cockroaches had been active in the premises for at least a year.
And I understand this is quite a high-end establishment.
That's right. Abode is a four-star hotel in the heart of Canterbury, often ranked as among the most luxurious places to stay in the county, with nightly charges as much as £600.
So what recommendations have been made by officers?
Inspectors ordered staff to carry out a deep clean from top to bottom and do a better job maintaining food preparation and storage areas. They also told the hotel to continue working with its pest control operator.
And have we had any response from the hotel's owners?
An Abode spokesperson says improvements have already been made and that the local authority is now satisfied with the standard of hygiene. They expect a formal inspection in coming weeks to return the hotel's rating to 5 stars.
Thanks, James.
Kent Online News.
A man who died when he was reportedly hit by a bale of waste at a recycling centre in Medway has been named. Emergency crews were called to the sites at Chatham Docks in February. A worker has described how staff at PDMR had tried to save 58-year-old Doran Lee. An inquest into his death is due to take place in October. A body's been found more than a week after a swimmer went missing in the sea off Dover. A huge search and rescue operation was launched when a 20-year-old man disappeared in the water over the bank holiday weekend. His family's been told about the discovery and the death is not being treated as suspicious. Parents have criticised a decision to cut funding at a day centre for severely autistic adults in Gravesend. Kent County Council are withdrawing money for activities and transport for those who attend the sand site on Princes Street. It means families will have to pay for it themselves. Sarah Howes has a 26-year-old daughter, Hannah, who's been using the service for the last 7 years. She's been telling us how it felt to hear the news.
I think disappointing times a million percent on so many levels, because as a parent, you want what's best or what you consider to be best for your child. I know they're adults, but I will refer to them as a child because their needs are as such. She's basically, she's like a two-year-old in terms of if you're looking at comparing an ability. We went through assessment first, but to get Hannah into SAND, because we knew it was a quite a lot of parents wanted their kids to go there. So she had to meet certain criteria. She had to be assessed as to why this would be the best type of place to sort of for her to go during the day. And it's meant to be based on what would stimulate her mentally and physically, what would support her to interact within her community and to have opportunity to try meaningful activities as any other able adult her age would be able to do. So we selected and we went to a number of other places before we tried to obviously, you know, apply for Hannah to get in. Eventually we were very lucky that she was awarded a place there. She loves it. It's a lifeline for me. As a lot of caring families, most you might find that only one works full-time. My husband and I couldn't both work full-time. We couldn't do it. I am in sales, so I can make a bit of extra cash on commission. So I work full-time from home. My husband does all the ferrying about with Hannah, medications, runs the house, etc. Very well, I might add. But for me, it's incredibly stressful for us. We don't have spare income. We're on a one-income family with the additional costs of a 26-year-old adult, plus the additional costs now KCC are trying to impart onto us. And, you know, life is very difficult for Hannah. She can't communicate effectively. She gets very frustrated. And, you know, without sounding too emotional about it, the few moments of joy she gets interacting, say, with some animals, at the, you know, when she goes out on a trip or going trampolining at Blue Water, I don't think those few moments of joy should be taken away because other adults get to experience moments of joy. And I just feel a bit of a failure to Hannah, if I'm honest. And I know it's not my fault. but she relies on me. And yeah. I feel that if we, sorry, I'm going to get upset now, but I feel if we don't pay for these services, we're kind of letting her down, if you know what I mean.
Lucy's been reading a statement from Kent County Council.
KCC fully recognises all the amazing work our charities do, but like so many other local authorities, the council is facing significant financial pressures. Rising costs, increased demand for services and a lack of adequate funding from central government have left us no choice but to make some very hard decisions, and none of our services are immune. Due to these financial constraints, it was necessary to renegotiate payment rates for providers delivering commissioned day services, including the National Autistic Society. Providers agreed to work with KCC on reducing their rates to ensure the long-term affordability of the contract for the council and the sustainable continued availability of their day services for residents. Reduced rates were agreed with the NAS in June 2024. The current contracted fees will remain in place until 2026, when the contract ends, with a 4% increase agreed from April 2025.
Kent Online News.
A man's been charged with criminal damage after he had to be removed from the roof of an industrial estate in Canterbury. Businesses nearby to the site in Wincheap had to be evacuated on May 8th and nearby roads were blocked off. The suspect has been remanded in custody before a hearing later this month. Four people have been arrested after a fight broke out on Margate Seafront. A police officer was among those injured in the brawl in the Marine Gardens area just before 5:30 on Monday. A man and woman remain in custody. Another pair received a community resolution. Businesses in part of Gravesend are worried a sinkhole will reappear, causing more disruption to trade. Milton Road had to be closed earlier this month, and even though repairs have been carried out, water can still be seen leaking through the carriageway. Fing McDermott from our colleagues at KMTV has spoken to Kaylee Hamilton, who owns Kay's Sandwich Bar.
It disappeared in the road. They did attend to it fast, but obviously the road had to be closed off, which down here affected us hugely because everyone avoided the area. It was fixed pretty reasonably fast, opened again on Friday, but as you will see if you look outside, there's already a pool of water pooling on top of the fixture, so it's going to go again and it's going to obviously affect us again.
And how specifically did it affect you? Less people coming in, less traffic, less profits? Talk to me a bit about that.
So it was less people down this area, so traffic, even footfall, because people park up and then walk down. But because they knew the traffic, they avoided it. So last week, my takings, more than half was affected. It was very, very quiet, like a ghost town down here.
I see, and you mentioned that pool of water. What do you think is the likelihood that this could happen again?
It's 100% going to happen again. On the Friday when it opened, the water was still coming out then, so that's been a weekend. The water's still pouring on top of it now, so it's definitely going to cave back in.
Local resident Paul Hinks is also concerned about the potential for more disruption.
Roadworks are always a concern here because it's because of where we live here. It's always been an issue getting the car in and out. Our children are quite active in, you know, after school activities, and getting them out the avenue would be a bit of a problem. The thing is, we're quite used to it. I mean, there've been so many works over the last few years here, so it's, you know, almost our attitude is like, oh, here's another one. But, so with this one, to be fair, the work was done pretty quickly, but we're not altogether surprised that something else has kind of happened. It was quite interesting actually, because the time the works were being done, all the major utility companies were here, so they're obviously aware there's obviously a confluence of all services near that part of the road. So Southern Water were actually here, but they didn't seem to show any concern. But obviously there's an issue there at the moment. But, so it's not really a concern at the moment, but you know, as I've noticed and my wife has noticed, it has got worse over the last few days. It was just a trickle really, that was Friday morning, but now as you can see it's almost a stream, if you like.
Southern Water and Kent County Council have been contacted for a comment.
Kent Online News.
A man's been charged with criminal damage after smashing the windows of 9 businesses in Maidstone Town Centre. He used a fire extinguisher to break the glass and is accused of later throwing it at a police officer before being arrested. 23-year-old Callum Packman, who has no fixed address, is due in court. Figures show more than 12,000 asylum seekers have crossed the channel in small boats so far this year. Another 600 101 people arrived in the UK on Monday, just a day after someone died while making the journey. The government says further reforms to the asylum system and border security will be set out later this summer. A Kent grandfather says he feels violated after Aldi insisted on a personal bag search at one of their stores. Michael Verinder was stopped while shopping at the branch in Swanbridge Way in Tunbridge. He was with his wife Jackie, who has Alzheimer's, and the Asda shopping bag he was carrying was full of sensitive items linked to her care. He was at the till when a store assistant asked to check the bag. After Michael refused, a manager was called and the situation became heated.
Angry. I was angry. It's humiliating and it's an invasion of your privacy, and it made me ill over the weekend because this happened on the Friday. I phoned the head office Friday night because I was still irritated, and I was ill all weekend, and on the Monday, but I'd settled down, I'd calmed down, and I managed to understand, why I felt like I did and what it was I was feeling. And I had to phone them back on the Monday, even though they said I wasn't banned. I just had to phone them up and tell them how they made me feel. And I felt violated. It is such an intrusion, but it's almost violating my character. I'm nearly 65. I'm a couple of months short of 65. So why, you know, I'm not stolen my life, and it upset me. You know, I got my wife with me. She's 10 years down the line with Alzheimer's, 8 years diagnosed. And it's just so, and the whole thing just upset me. But I did. I felt violated, humiliated. And it is an invasion of privacy, all because they fancied checking the bag, even though they said, I just stole nothing. It's just wrong. But I had to tell Aldi on the Monday why I felt like I did.
An Aldi spokesperson told Kent Online, like other retailers, we sometimes ask to carry out routine bag checks in our stores where needed. We apologise if Mr. Verinder experienced any distress due to this request.
Kent Online News.
A Kent church has been targeted by vandals who drew a swastika on the door and used stones to smash the windows. The attack at All Saints Church in Lydd left broken glass in the children's chapel. It's thought to have happened on Saturday night. Police are investigating. A court heard how a Maidstone man stole two bottles of wine from Co-op after going off the rails when his cousin died in a motorbike crash. Douglas Frankham had been described as a prolific thief and was already banned from the store when he was caught shoplifting in March. The 28-year-old from St Catherine's Road has nearly 200 previous convictions. He's been given an 8-month conditional discharge and ordered to pay compensation. Now, we've been hearing from a Stroud man who was promised a dropped curb 4 years ago but is still waiting. 74-year-old Michael Partridge was told the work would be done outside his property in Penguin Close as part of a package of work by MHS Homes in August 2021. Michael suffers from emphysema and needs to carry an oxygen tank with him wherever he goes. He's been speaking to local Democracy reporter Gabriel Morris.
I'm banging my head against the wall, you know. I've been contacting people. My daughter has for me, even my next door neighbour has, but just don't seem to get anywhere. All you seem to get is if you get through to somebody, eventually they say, oh yeah, we'll sort that, yeah. And that's it, you never hear nothing back. I just don't seem to get anywhere. It doesn't matter who you talk to. That's if you're lucky to talk to anyone.
Why is it you need a dropped curb?
To get my car running off my yard standing. Otherwise, I'm breaking the law, aren't I? You're not supposed to go across a pavement.
How do you feel about all of this?
Oh, it's doing me head in. I don't know what to do. I was thinking, well, the last resort is you, the newspapers, or going to a solicitor.
And what, do you think you could just leave it? You know, I mean, just keep going over the curb?
It's not that. It's hard to go up, because I reverse on. Because it's easier for me to reverse on. And it's awkward going up and down the curb, and it ain't doing the car any good, and it's not my car, it's a mobility car.
And you were telling me earlier as well that you're worried about hitting someone, weren't you?
Well, it's got little children out here. Two doors, you know, not next door, but the next one. And they're always out there on their bikes, bombing up and down here, around the close here, you know. So you've got to be careful.
And I had a look around here. not everyone has a dropped curb, but most people have a dropped curb. Yeah. What do you think about that? Is it fair that you don't have one?
Well, I should have it. It was in the agreement for a drop curb. Because otherwise, I've got to leave my car on the drive, haven't I? To not break the law.
MHS Homes admits there's been a delay, but says it is waiting for the relevant permission from Medway Council. A Medway Council spokesperson said work to install the drop curb is due to take place this week. They're also investigating the delay in processing payment for the work.
Kent Online News.
Plans have been revealed for a new petrol station on Sheppey. The company behind it wants to build on the land off the Barton Hill Drive roundabout on Lower Road in Minster. If approved, it would be the fourth facility on the island, with others already at Tesco, Morrison's and Queenborough Corner. Follow Kent Online on socials to see pictures of work being done on the historic Lees Lift in Folkestone ahead of its reopening next year. It carried passengers between the promenade and seafront for 132 years before shutting in 2017 following safety concerns. The Grade 2 listed landmark is expected to open next spring. Now, the Kent Online podcast has been told how football is helping people in one part of Kent to reduce the stigma around mental health. The theme of this year's week, designed to raise awareness, is community. In Thanet, up to 40 people a week are coming together to play games at Margate's ground. Nicola's been chatting to Danny Harris from Mental Health United.
The way we work is it's all ages, all abilities, all genders. It is a place for anybody at all who wants to come and get involved to come and kick a ball around. The concept is that it is not competitive whatsoever. So we book the pitch out for an hour. We don't even keep score. We just knock the ball around, have a laugh and a joke between us. We record it, get the videos on socials. We've got people who have never played football before in their life come up to join. Our youngest member's 4. Our oldest member's 74. There is a real mix of age, everything. To be honest, we do a break at halftime where we check in on each other. I do a spiel at front to remind people why we're here, what we're doing it for, and to remind each other to check in on each other. Welcome as many new members as we can and kind of growing it. We had one pitch up there, up at Margate Football Club. They've got 10 pitches up there. Originally, we had one of the cages, and at our worst, we had 3 members on a very windy, wet day, which is me, my dad, and one of my best friends who helps me run it. So there's myself, Luke Menzies, Carl Morgan, who's my brother-in-law, and my dad, who we're the committee and we run it together. So at its smallest, we've only been 3 of us, and at its best, we've had 35 of us up there. So we now book out 3 to 4 cages with the ability to book as many as we like up there. So we're trying to grow as much as we can.
Fantastic. We always hear, don't we, how exercise really helps with our mental health and getting outside, getting some fresh air. But do you find the game also kind of inspires conversations? People will have a chat maybe before or at halftime or afterwards that they probably wouldn't have had if they hadn't been there.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just that, right? So we have the chat function. So we've got a WhatsApp group, which all members are added into. We put a poll up every week for the conversation in there. It's always going, so it's busy, but at the same time, people are checking in on each other, people are sharing. Many, many people have come to me and said, you've created a space where I've been able to talk, which I wouldn't have done so before. And I think we're very open in the sense of many of the members have gone through counselling, have gone through their own struggles, and have openly talked about it to try and fight the stigma. And now it is very much a known kind of conversation which plays for all time.
And what about the exercise side of it, getting those endorphins going and feeling good that you're doing something good for your body physically as well?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely a really positive side of it. I think you do get that natural kind of stress relief, etc., from just getting out and exercising anyway. We've been doing Good Friday. We managed to run 2 sessions, a morning and an afternoon, and many people come to both, which was nice. We do friendly games against other like-minded charities. And long term, we do want to actually stretch that out a bit. So we're setting up a running club. We aspirationally want to be doing basketball and netball and going into other sports. But just being able to provide as wide a kind of offering as we can to people to get out, create a sense of community, and as you say, get active, get outside.
A new craft beer festival is going to be held in Gravesend later this month. Vendors from all over the country will be appearing at the event. It'll be at the Hatch Indoor Market on the 24th of May. And a Kent golf course has been chosen to stage the 53rd Walker Cup. The competition will see a team of amateur players representing Great Britain and Ireland take on a side from the US. It'll happen at Prince's Golf Club in Sandwich in 2030. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Blue Sky. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via The Briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Kate Faulkner, all one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.